Agri.
Friday morning in the suburbs of Cairo. A dozen young men meet to practice parkour, the urban gymnastics craze that swept the world. Come rain or shine, the group called PKE, or Parkour Egypt, meets every week to work on moves. The few onlookers seem impressed, although Ahmed Nasser Saif says they're not always appreciated.
They call me a crazy man, or they don't know what I do, so I'm a strange for that life. Why I run, why I climb some buildings.
But the sport may have advantages in today's Egypt, where crime is on the rise. Some of these men say they've used parkour to chase down criminals. Mustafa Kosha, one of the coaches, says he nabbed a pickpocket a few months ago.
That guy stole something from a girl and he ran. We ran after him. And because of the parkour, we couldn't choose the shortest way to run. He was moving behind the cars and we jump over the car. We can't do anything like that. So we caught him and he's in a police station right now.
Parkour has also been useful for Egypt's film and TV industry. Companies like Moby Neal and Jeep use it for stunts in their commercials. As with all sports, parkour builds self-confidence, says Ahmed Mohamed Munir.
Parkour gives me a very big self-confidence. I can jump, I can go, I can run. So this gives me very high self-confidence.
But in a country where the streets are better known for tear gas and street battles than gymnastics, parkour is said to encourage camaraderie.
Parkour brings people together, I saw people, they are now my best friends. We are got together, we train together, and it's a different lifestyle. And I love parkour because of that. Yeah.
As Egypt continues to fracture, nothing stops these young men from training. Not divisive politics, nor bad weather. For VOA News, Sebastian Meyer, Cairo, Egypt.